Boom. Thank you for hitting play. In case you're new or somehow landed here by accident, you are listening to Matt Roden Radio, which is a space where I share audio content that will hopefully inspire you to learn more about yourself. And today's episode is a little bit of an experiment. I was so inspired by the self-reflection that went down in my conversation with Felicia Fitzpatrick that I shared last week, and this book I'm currently reading suggested writing a letter to your younger self to induce this self-reflection. And because I'm constantly pushing myself to find new forms of audio content, I had this idea during a meditation last week that I could leave a voicemail to my younger self and share that. But I thought it might be even more interesting to hear what my friends would say to their younger selves. So I asked a few of them to give it a go, and I'm going to share some of those with you. There were no rules about how old your younger self has to be, whether it's scripted or stream of consciousness. The only requirement is that it start with the phrase, "Hey, it's me," which is why that's the name of this episode. But before we dive in, because I was so moved by what you're about to hear, I decided to open this up and give anyone and everyone an opportunity to try this experiment and experience this, you know, self-reflective place. So if you feel so inclined, you can call 774-728-2288. That number is also listed in the description. And you can leave a voicemail for your younger self. The only requirement, like I said, is that it starts with, "Hey, it's me." You can also record a voice memo if you want to do that and email it to mattrodenradio@gmail.com. And maybe as the weeks go on, I will share more of these. It's totally up to you if you want to share your name or keep it anonymous. You can also call that number and ask questions or leave comments, whatever you want. Okay, I think that's everything you need to know. So without further ado, here is the very first edition of Hey, It's Me.
Alexis Shear.
Hey, it's me. I want to talk about happiness. You might not feel happy right now. That's okay. You might not really know what happy feels like. You might confuse happy with hunger. Hunger is good. Hold on to that. But happiness and joy are quiet. Unexpected. Usually not where you imagine them to be. Now, you've been sold this idea that you should be in pursuit of happiness. But that sounds like a lot of work. A lot of muscle. What if, instead, you just open yourself to happiness? What does that mean? Drink water. Take a shower. Wear clean clothes. Dance. Marvel at the fact that we are just a ton of atoms that can somehow sing and dream. Most importantly, surround yourself with people who celebrate your brilliance, because you are brilliant.
Michael Breen.
Hey, it's me. 18-year-old self, please calm the fuck down. Dude, what is the rush? Seriously. I know it looks like everyone around you has this incredible plan and knows exactly what they're doing, and you look at the adults in their life and they have made every step correctly and they've calculated it out and thought about it and made every move to make their life a success. That could not be more far away from the truth. Nobody has any idea what they are doing. So just go with the flow. Live in the moment for once. Please. Right now, you are worried about the fact that your school is only ranked number 26 in the entire United States, wondering how, if you didn't go to a top 25, how your life would be ruined, how you would never be success, how you wouldn't have money. None of that matters. Just hold on. You will see over the next 4 years, you will make the best friends in your entire life. You will learn to embrace what will become your passion in life, summer camp, and I just wish you could appreciate the moment more. You will come to appreciate it in time, but I wish you could just hold on to it. In a few years, you will see it's all good. Don't rush. Don't freak out. Nobody has any idea what they're doing. You will figure it out. Hold on to the friends that you're making right now. You cannot make new old friends. These will be the people that you share your highest highs and your lowest lows. They will be there for you through everything, and you for them.
Melissa Rose Hirsch.
Hey, it's me. I think a lot of times I say I wish I can go back, or I wish I did something differently, or I'll look at old photos and I'll see your eyes and I'll say, my God, she didn't know. She didn't know that this person was going to break her heart. She didn't know that she was going to lose this person. She didn't know she was going to lose that job. And occasionally it'll make me sad because there's something so amazing and beautiful about innocence and being naive. But something that I've learned now at 26, and it's funny when you just start to get to know yourself now, is that for us, younger version, change and breaking is really good. And I know that that sounds really scary because change is inevitably a really hard thing for human beings to do. But for us, it does something inside that wakes us up again. I have this new theory about mosaics where, I feel like a put-together mosaic simply because I was broken. Somebody hurt me, and somebody broke my heart, and somebody didn't give me the job, and somebody made me feel low. And coming into a new space, having been hurt or having been broken, with yourself, gives you this opportunity to have this mosaic of a million broken pieces all put together, and some are shiny and some are dull, but it's full of experience and it's only more beautiful than the porcelain put together first doll, whatever you want to call it. I don't have anything figured out now at 26, but all I can tell you is that 25 is really bad. And 26 is really, really good. And I only mean that not because of the things that are happening around me at 26, but of the way that I feel on the inside. It feels like for the first time, I have ownership about everything that's going on in there. I surely don't have everything figured out, and that's okay, I think. I hope so. That's what I really feel, that that's okay. I think there are so many more lessons that are going to happen, and there's going to be so many things that are going to hurt so badly, but I have this new faith in the break, because after the break comes some light, and I want you to know that. I also want you to know that your theories about positive energy and the universe are real. Like, I've lived them. They're so real. And just have trust that what is meant to happen to you and around you and for you is really meant to happen. I know you believe that right now, but like in your later life, I really, really believe it. I think what you put out is what you attract. When I'm feeling bad, like, bad things keep happening, but when I'm feeling good and when I'm, you know, putting positivity wherever I can, good things really do happen. And like really, really cool things are going to happen when you grow up. That's a funny thing to say to you, but you know, I'm looking at you, younger self, and I'm letting you know that really, really fun, cool, exciting things are going to happen. And I think that you would love to hear all the stories, and I think that you would be proud. And I think that because I feel this way,
I'm excited for my own future. I have nothing figured out at 26 at all. And it still gets really scary, you know, when I think like, oh no, is this going to happen in time? Is that going to happen in time? When is this going to happen? Time is just time, and things are going to happen when they happen. But the future, I think, is just going to get better. My God, I can't wait for my 40s. Like, it just is going to feel good, because in the past 5 years, I've gone up and down so many times, but God, the things I've learned and the goodness I feel right now is all because of that. I want you to know that your talent is cool, but your confidence is cooler. I want you to know that you like to fall in love with the wrong people, but you always learn a lesson. I would like you to know that just because you're put together and look great on the outside doesn't mean that you should try less to not put together on the inside, because you're your most beautiful when you're figured out what's going on in there. I also want you to know that your past self is not who you are or who you need to be. It's a version of yourself that is a part of you that you should honor, but things that happened then don't need to be things that happen now. I'm still working on that one. I know you get joy and you get thrills out of putting everybody else before your own needs, but the hardest thing for us is putting ourselves first, and that I think is going to be a struggle for a long time, but really it's not selfish to know that the most important person is you, and you need to always take care of you first. I'm also proud of you. I know that you get in your head about a lot of things, but you're doing it, and you're, like, totally nailing it, and I'm just proud. Your family's important, and you're so lucky, because so many people, when you grow up and you live in the big, bad New York City, so many people are not as lucky as you are when it comes to family and it comes to support. And just practice gratitude on that every single day, because there is no family like yours. There really isn't. And also, you're going to grow up and have the best, most amazing second family of friends in New York City, and you guys do some dope stuff, so get ready for that one. Don't do anything differently. Who you are is who you are, and you're a bit of a late bloomer on some of the life lessons, but you'll figure them out when you figure them out, and that light that's behind your eyes, it'll dim sometimes, but it always comes back, and it's a really good light. Anyway, wear sunscreen. Okay. Take care of that body. Bye.